Ready.
Shall we? It looks like it's 7:01. All right, good evening. Let's rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The March 4th, 2019 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunter County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunter County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunter Review, and the Star Ledger, no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Butcher and Kildorf are absent.
A preemptive strike.
Done.
Now we're like, what's going on?
Done.
So no need to call Butcher and Kildorf?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are absent. Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Mardini?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have some meeting minutes. The minutes of, February 4th, 2019. They were previously distributed by Denise. Anybody have any questions or concerns on those minutes?
Nope.
If not, is there a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you, and thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans? Sorry. Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
I was not at that
meeting. Oh, you weren't at that meeting either. Sorry. That's right. The motion carries. Just those five.
Those four.
There was only like...
Those four?
Wait,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, four, because Sandra's not...
Three abstains, because they weren't here, right?
Yeah, but who did I call then that... Because I have... Oh, Sue, I didn't erase her.
Yeah,
here we go.
Sandra, man.
Yep, here we go.
All right, we have no resolutions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We do have new business. We have the vouchers. They were as well distributed. I've reviewed them. I am okay. So I'll make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second. I reviewed.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Next up, we have a public hearing. New Singular Wireless PCS LLC. Block 89, Lot 502, 1217, Route 31 South. Applicant is seeking a waiver of site plan to upgrade its existing wireless communications facility.
Good evening, Judy Fairweather, on behalf of AT&T Wireless. Nice to see you all again. I am before you again on a site plan waiver because we already exist at the site and we're just going to move our antennas up and add a few more antennas. So we have previously approved previous approval from UR Plans. This is involves a normal maintenance upgrade of our system, as we talked about last time, and it does not affect any of the existing circulation, parking, drainage. We're really not doing anything. We're staying in the compound with a little bit of a change of equipment, and we're moving our antennas up higher because the higher the antennas, the better that my radio frequency engineer is happy. So I have my civil engineer here to explain to you what we are proposing, and if you do have any questions regarding the radio coverage by moving them up, I do have my radio frequency engineer. So,
Before you call on this procedurally, I'm suggesting that this not be a maintenance a, help me here, it's not a replacement because they're moving it up on the pole. So.
Of those three options, it's not that one.
It's not that one, right. Not very.
Repair and replacement.
Yeah.
Repair, replacement.
It's right. It's not a normal repair, maintenance, or replacement because they're shifting positions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm suggesting you look at either option one or option three or both. And this is ordinance section 165-36.1, the waiver of site plan provisions.
Right. And option one was
It secured a previous site plan approval. And the proposed development will have an insignificant impact on the previous approval. Now, that one you have to look, it was previously the tower was approved, but these weren't approved at that level. So maybe you're looking at a three. It won't affect existing circulation, parking, drainage, building arrangements, landscaping, buffering, lighting, or other considerations of site plan. It sounds like a three, but.
A three. It could be partially a one because we are taking antennas off and just moving them up, so the impact. It's not like we're adding a second rung of antennas, but it could be circulation, landscaping too. Whatever you feel comfortable with sounds great. I'm going to have Ed state his name, spell his last name. As you remember, last time I was here, Ed was also my engineer.
Yeah, what is it? Can you raise your right hand?
Sorry.
Do you have any other witnesses?
Ara, I think just in case. Dan, you want to be sworn in at the same time?
Do both of you swear that the testimony you're going to give this evening will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, yes, I do.
And can you identify yourself and spell your last name and then your relationship to the applicant?
Sure. Edward Imaceli, last name Iamiceli, and I'm with Tectonic Engineering.
Okay, and you're a PE?
Yeah, professional engineer.
And you're the civil engineer for this application?
Civil engineer for this application.
First name Daniel, last name Penesso, P-E-N-E-S-S-O. And I am the radio frequency engineer for AT&T.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Ed, listening to our beginning here, can you just please explain exactly where we're moving the antennas and the equipment that we're adding to the pole?
Sure.
Yep. Can you just tell them what sheet of the plan is to look at it? There's a good depiction of who's where on the plan, and maybe start by telling them which carriers are on there.
So we can start at sheet or drawing number A2. Which shows the elevation of the tower. So currently, there's three other carriers besides AT&T.
Can you start at the bottom?
Yep. So I'll start with Verizon at the very bottom. And then you have AT&T, which is currently, we're at elevation 115 feet above ground level. Right above the current position of AT&T is T-Mobile. And then right above that, at the top of the monopole is Sprint. So what we want to do is, right now at elevation 115, there's currently 9 antennas with associated equipment. We want to remove all that with the hardware and create a new elevation at 128. So at elevation 128, and if you go to sheet A4, it just shows the plan view of the proposed mount. So it's going to be a new mount with the new sector. So we went from 9 antennas to 16 with all the associated equipment. And this is the new elevation at 128.
You're going from 9 antennas to how many?
16.
I thought the
writer... We did, in 2013, we got approval for 12 antennas. And for some reason, there's 9 there, but we did get approval for 12.
No, I understand that, but how many, you want to go to 15, you said?
16.
Okay.
And add an extra sector.
No, I understand that. I was reading your application, and I thought your application said a total of 12. I misread?
Yeah,
16. Okay. Oh, yeah, it does say that. Okay.
So that's the new elevation. Along with this equipment up on the tower, we're just doing some groundwork, as Judy mentioned. We're just removing 2 cabinets and adding another one in its place. Not changing compound, not adding concrete or anything like that. We're just doing cabinets swap. So that's the main change or the proposed scope of what we're trying to do.
And then I have Dan Pinesa, my radio frequency engineer, explaining why we're going to 16 antennas and why.
Yeah, actually, could you put him on?
Yeah,
This is the first time in Clinton. They've gone from, they've seen 9 to 12, but they've never seen
12 to 16.
Yeah.
And some of it has to do with FirstNet that we discussed last time.
Well, why don't you get in?
And before you go to the radio guy, how about just, is nine is more than, sorry, 16 is more than nine, I can do that math.
Right, but 16is more than 12.
16 is more than 12, but what about weight, and who says that, is there a report here?
Well, it says the structural analysis is pending according to A4.
We have.
And there's a report here, is that the structural analysis that's pending?
No, we have a structural analysis that was done, American Tower owns the tower, so they always do their own structural, the tower owners. So we have a signed and sealed structural, I have a copy of it, and I'll make sure that you get the original signed and sealed.
This isn't the same American Tower, is it?
That had the other?
That had the problem, where you actually were representing the applicant, and you said, oh, everything's gonna be fine with the structural thing, and then they went to put the antennas up, and it wasn't fine, and they had to reinforce it, is this the same tower?
It's not the same tower, but it is American Tower, they own hundreds of thousands of towers in the United States, and I do have a structural that says that they don't have to reinforce it.
I thought this was the one that was reinforced.
It says it in the application.
Well, this current tower is reinforced already.
Right, but we didn't.
But we're not.
We're not, it doesn't need reinforcement.
No, I understand, but I'm just curious, is this the one that was reinforced?
I have to tell you, I do American Tower all the time.
As I read the resolution.
This is the guy.
Right.
Is this the guy?
Yeah.
They put some carbon fiber on it, to, you know, make it a little bit more.
Is that
I don't know.
Report, is that?
That would have been in 2004, 2013, then, because that was when our two.
Is that structural report in the board file or not?
No.
Okay.
So the structural analysis is no longer pending for this, it's that thing you have there, so we all need to see that.
Right, we need, right.
Yes, and you're, and yes, and your engineer needs a raised signed and sealed copy, absolutely. And we know that, and he has to read it and approve it, it's a condition of approval.
Do you have?
I have one with me, but I can easily email or print them out and send copies.
I mean, if you want this.
Oh.
Yeah, let me have one more, and then let's get these emailed in, but let's make this, well, it's in color, but it doesn't have a raised seal, but we'll mark this as.
Well, absolutely, make sure you have a.
As A1.
And especially since it's going from, if you look from the bird's eye view, a triangle to a square.
Right.
I mean, that's a big structural change when it comes to wind, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, it is, and it was, that tower was checked, and then also the mount itself is also.
Make a suggestion, why don't we just take a quick recess, I'm gonna, if anyone wants to take a quick look at this, because it seems to me that.
That's important.
Well, yes, and before you could, in my opinion, before you could approve it, I don't think that the proper thing is to approve it subject to having the structural review it after, at least someone's gotta take a look. Are there any engineers on the board?
Yes.
Oh, there is one.
Yay.
So let me just give Sam A1, and let me start one down here, maybe you guys.
So are we taking a recess?
We take a little, I don't think we'll recess, and at least take that, 7:20, we're back on the clock. Does anyone have any questions that you wanna ask anyone about this?
I do, so how does the report you just gave us? Can I have that for a second? Well, I can see the references to reflect the change in loading by AT&T Mobility. How do we relate this to, I'm calling the square, as opposed to the triangle? And the date of the big report is 9/10, and the date of this is 8/1.
When you say big report?
The big report, this, yeah, what I'm looking at, the figures.
The plans.
The plans.
Plans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the ATC report, the one that, of the tower.
The thick one.
Refers to, or matches the Cypro mount, the square mount that you see here. The dates may not match because.
Like, this came out before the plans.
Yeah, but there's a lot of discussions pre-plan, so a lot of times the plans may not be done before it actually goes there. So there's a lot of discussions before that.
Yeah, but if A1, the structural report by ACT, if that was done prior to the plans, why don't the plans have a note referring to them?
Yeah, so, I mean, and there could be, sorry about that. There could be just like a miscommunication, a lot of times ATC is their own entity, own company, so sometimes we don't even get that from our point of view. So they usually handle that themselves, and they take care of that as their own corporate entity.
Because it actually does the opposite, it says in the plans, structural analysis pending.
Right.
Yet the structural analysis is dated before the plans.
Right, so let's ask this, Is AT&T going to do its own structural analysis?
No. The tower companies, whether it's American Tower or Crown or anything, they do their own structural analysis. They own the tower. They're responsible.
So you're telling me when these plans were completed, whoever completed them didn't know about that report?
No. What they do is, it's what Ed said. They talk about it. Our engineers talk to their engineers. They do it. They order their structural. They're a huge company that owns thousands and thousands and thousands of towers. They order the structural. So if you want, Ed can revise the plans.
Yeah, we could do it now. I mean, the other thing, too, is there's two structurals here, too. So there's the one you're looking at and then the one that we did.
Well, that's what I'm... Okay, where is that?
That's
one?
This one, the one
that's
I brought up earlier.
Right,
that.
So that's the November 6th, which, you know, so there's two. So we handled the mount, which was done after the drawing. So that's probably why it says pending on this drawing. And then there's that tower analysis, which is done by a third party. I think that's why there's some confusion.
But the plans can include.
Yeah, it could be revised to include all of them at this point.
Hold on. What's the date on A1? What's the date on the ATC structural report?
It's 8
August 1st.
August 1st, 2018. A1.
Okay. And then we have Tectonics report, which is in the board file, which is November 6th, 2018. Now.
And the plans are 9/10.
Now, here's my question. The Tectonic report. Is the Tectonic report an evaluation of the tower or an evaluation of the square mount?
Just of the square mount.
Aha. And the A1, the ATC report, is an evaluation of the tower.
Correct.
So where in that report does it say that the tower will support the square mount plus all the antennas?
Right, the tower says that, I believe it's...
Can someone give him...
Can you give him that? And he'll know, because he gave us his.
It gives a general statement. It doesn't say that.
I want them to show me where it is and tell me what it says. When they're looking at that, hey, Tom. Where on the plans is that note?
A4, bottom right.
A4 in the structural note box down, sort of down.
Got it.
Yep. See
the
it?
New installation shall be analyzed by a professional engineer licensed in the state of New Jersey. Structural analysis pending. Okay.
I don't know if that's referring to the mount of the tower.
Yeah. It's referring to it all.
Well, yeah. It seems to me that's referring to the mount.
We don't want to pull down.
That refers to the mount, because, in my opinion, because the note is on the plan sheet showing the mount.
But it shows the mount and the old mount.
Yeah, but it's not. But it doesn't show the tower, is
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, so it shows.
But actually, also, John, if you look on A2. There's a similar note saying structural analysis.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's for the tower. Thank you.
I guess I could kind of show you.
Yeah. So can you show me, but, you know, say it loud so they can, and they have one up there. So what page?
Yeah, so page 3, the report goes through every percentage of capacity, the structure and the foundation. So as you can see, it says pass or fail. It's an easy way to do it. So basically, all of this is pass and based on this criteria.
But normally,
so,
I've seen these. There's a conclusion. And the conclusion normally says, in our opinion...
Right here. So
the conclusion on page 1.
Oh, you want more like a verbiage?
Conclusion. Based on the analysis, the structure meets the requirements for the applicable codes listed above. The owner and foundation, the tower and foundation can support the equipment as described in this report.
But we need a reference in this report to the plans so we know.
Go ahead, I'll walk you through it. It's there.
Right, what equipment is it referencing?
Right, so if you go to pages 2, 3, and 4, it gives you a elevation mount, all the antenna equipment, the mount type, how many lines, and what carrier it is.
So you're saying if you match that equipment up with what's on these plans?
Right.
And then there's the picture
here. See here, it says 16 antennas. So in the report, they call out, they say 4T arms, which is the mount type, which is, if you keep going through the report on page, what page is this? 456. This is all of 128, this is us. So it says 4 flat T arms. That's how they just call it out in the program for the analysis.
And then you want to show them the page that actually shows the monitor tower?
The elevation page?
Yeah.
So then this is that Verizon, this is T-Mobile we discussed, AT&T is new,
and that's Sprint. On top. Yeah. Okay. So the question to the board is if you feel comfortable enough that if they put some notes tying each one in, that if the notes tied them in, you were comfortable, then go for it. But you have to ask yourselves, not asking me. It doesn't matter if I'm comfortable, it matters if you're comfortable.
Let me start by saying I did review this last night, and it took me a while to figure this out, but I did figure it out. And it is adequate if they revise the plan. The plan should always reference report, and it doesn't. And if he revises the plan so it references the structural report, then we're good. And usually all that stuff should be presented in advance before the hearing is held.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's not simply, it's remove the note from A2 and A4, mm-hmm. Put a reference note on A2 referencing the American Tower structural report, put a note on A4 referencing the tectonic report.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Suggestions or comments?
The only other comment I have for the deflection in this way, you only use wind speed of 60 miles per hour. Why is that?
Right, so when you're, it's more serviceability. So when you're doing deflections, you're not designing for worst case scenario during a wind event. So it's more serviceability. So that's a serviceability wind speed. Usually at that gust is when you get those winds where you still want equipment to work and there's no issues. When you're designing to failure or capacity, then we'll design to, get the maximum speed.
Okay, so that's really the liability sort of a
right. Yeah, and with the antennas, you want to keep that deflection to a certain minimum, or else it's
you don't want to shine it.
Right.
I'll get yours for you.
And it looks like all this stuff is in the International Building Code.
Yes.
So it's an easy thing for building code officials to reference.
Yep.
And Jonathan, I'll make sure you have the original raised seal.
Right, that right, you have to send in to Kathy. I mean, Kathy, that you have to send in to Denise. And let's just see, is this tectonic report sealed or not? So let's get
there's
not. So let's get an original tectonic and an original American Tower into Denise with raised seals on
it.
Okay, now can you call your RF engineer so he can explain
why 16 and why the pipe.
Right, and what are you upgrading to? Because it's not 5G, because 5G are all the small ones on the littler tower. So.
Sure, yeah,
let's
do that. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Daniel, we have to start with your education background.
First name Daniel, last name Finesso. Address is 15 Midland Avenue, Paramus, New Jersey. I'm a radio frequency engineer for AT&T, responsible for design and implementation of this site before the board. I have a Bachelor of Science in Electronic Engineering. I've been employed as a radio frequency engineer for over 19 years. I have testified hundreds of times throughout the state of New Jersey with regards to design and implementation of wireless networks such as this, and have been accepted as an expert witness
hundreds of times.
Anybody have any questions or concerns?
No.
All right.
Okay, Daniel.
You accept him as an RF engineering expert, correct? Can you just, for the record, accept, I know that you heard from Ed last time, but can you accept him as a civil engineering expert?
Yes, anybody have any concerns? So we'll accept him as a civil engineer.
Accept you after the fact.
And I'll make the note for the record that there is nobody from the public here, so.
Right.
We ask them, but.
I was a little worried when Tom was sitting at the table reviewing our application. I was like, who is he? What is he doing now reviewing my application? I was happy to see you walk up there.
I felt that you were nervous when you were behind me.
I really did, and I went like this.
I thought you were a member of the public.
Yeah, I did.
I was sitting there.
He was sitting right here, pouring over the whole application. Yeah. Anyway, all right, go ahead, Dan.
So the question is, why are we going at the higher elevation and the number of antennas?
Right, what's the purpose?
So AT&T is currently building out LTE, which is long-term evolution. As John stated, this is not for 5G. 5G is in the works. We don't even know how it's, I, as an engineer, don't know how AT&T is going to implement it at this time in our date of time. The 16 antennas are going to allow us to provide coverage not only up and down Route 31, but east and west. So we're getting four sectors of antennas on this new platform that was described by Ed. So it's going to provide a great coverage.
Can I ask you to just slow down just little bit, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
So this, I don't know where she's at.
You said that the 16 antennas are going to allow east and west coverage in addition to the north and south up and down the highway.
31, correct.
And just,
yes. Also, the reason for us going to the higher elevation, that was initially occupied by Nextel. Nextel decommissioned that array of antennas, and the slot became available to us. So for us to provide a greater footprint of coverage, we opted to go before the board and be here before you all tonight to get that slot and put our equipment on that position.
Does that mean if you're higher, the signal goes further?
If we're higher, the signal will go further, so that we won't have to actually, you know, try to put another site up west or west of this location to provide that coverage that we want to get with this added sector. The number of antennas are because AT&T has allocated various bands of spectrum from 700 megahertz all the way up to 2300. The different antennas are like eyes going out, and we have the four sectors which are going out toward the horizon with those specific azimuths, and it's like having a set of eyes. Instead of having in just one focal point, you have it spread out. So you're able to receive, because it's a balanced path between a user and the cell site that's serving the subscribers, you're able to get better reception from those users because you have a better vision, in layman's term, of those users.
Are you saying that some of the antennas are at different frequencies?
Correct.
So of the 16 antennas, just out of curiosity, how many are at 700, how many are at 23, and how many are in between?
Sure. So usually the design is...
Go slow.
700 megahertz, we have two blocks. That one antenna at one end will be 700 for B and C, and D and E will be at the other end. And then there's separation between them as well, because we have the platform itself dimensions is, I think each sector I think it's a little more than that, isn't it? The dimension, like one
half inch is 1 foot. So
this is probably
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 feet maybe?
It's approximately 10 feet, so you have about 2.5 feet in between each antenna, approximately, so that we have separation. Even though the bands are, that's why we put 700 at each end, you wouldn't want them right next to each other to cause interference as the signal propagates.
So are you saying you have four antennas with 700?
No.
Just two?
Two.
Okay.
Yep. One at each end of the...
This is a square.
A square. So I'm just talking one array. Just one array.
Actually, you have six antennas at...
Yeah, we're just talking about four.
Each sector has four antennas.
Right.
So for the one sector, you'll have on the left a 700, and then on the right a 700.
Uh-huh. So altogether you have eight.
So then altogether you have eight, but because there are multiple sectors, you have four sectors.
Okay. So that's if two of the four of each of the
700 sector. Megahertz.
Of each of the sectors. If two of the four of each of the sectors is 700, the other two are 2300?
No, 1900 and 850 combined, and then 2300. You see, there's multiple bands we have.
Yeah, I get it.
So basically, you have different bands on the four antennas that are on each side.
Give me a favor. There's 16 antennas, right?
Yes.
Just give me totals. Eight of them are 700 megahertz, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so there's eight of the 16. How many are 19?
So we could just say then 19, you have four.
Okay.
And then 2100, you have the four. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So
okay, that's the simplest way.
You've mentioned 850, but
right, we don't need. You don't. Yeah, it's
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's half the 1900. I think there's something there. As long as we're asking questions, I have curiosity. I'm used to three sectors. Four sectors, is that for better range or to handle more traffic?
So that we're basically covering, instead of having a pie shaped. Right. Each sector is going out, like for example at 0, 120, 240. Now we're able to get the azimuth almost at 360 to cover.
Again, for azimuth, define azimuth.
Azimuth is the direction of the beam of that sector, due north.
Better geometry.
But do you affect a greater range having four sectors?
We're going to facilitate a better footprint of coverage with this
greater
range. So now we're going to be able to go up and down 31 as well as east and west.
Okay. And I guess besides range, since you've got additional antennae and they do talk back and forth all the time, and it's a multiplex kind of thing, I imagine you could handle more simultaneous conversations as well with the additional antennae?
Because we'll have a better footprint of coverage, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And also this is going to handle FirstNet?
And this would also handle FirstNet, yes. And as I stated, this is for LTE as well, which is what AT&T has been implementing.
Yeah, by the way, LTE and 4G, are they the same or is there a difference?
It's basically this, yes. LTE is long-term evolution, which was the next generation after 4G.
But LTE is considered part of the 4G?
Yes.
But it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
In layman's terms,
yes. But this isn't 5G.
No, 5G is a total. It's going to be different spectrum, and it's implement. It's going to. I don't know how they're going to implement it.
So is the motivation?
But it's. I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know.
Is the motivation to do this because you can move up a level because somebody else is gone?
Yeah. Yes.
As well as add this better footprint, but
right to go west because I would as an RF engineer preferred something more in the residential zone, but we can't build there. So.
Got it.
So again, in layman's terms. The higher up you are, the further out the signal goes. And going from four sectors from three sectors gives you a bigger footprint of coverage.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with my coverage at all. What's the motivation behind doing this as opposed to waiting until 5G comes when you have to spend a lot more money?
No, but 5G is a total
thing. I know, but I don't have a problem now. So
but you're just one...
You're one lucky customer.
One
is what he's saying.
Yes, it's good that you have the coverage. But
I have a problem.
But west, due west of the site, there, we know that there.
I can tell you that
the mayor. He lives right next to me.
He's got a big problem. Every time I
got a standby picture window. To get
this is something in your house.
Yeah, his is terrible.
Yeah, awful.
Do you have AT&T?
Yeah.
That's.
I probably should recuse on
that.
No, that's okay.
On this one, this is one of the few where...
Yeah, and we have 40% of the market, so 40% of most people would have to recuse themselves. You don't have to stop.
And also, it gives you, it actually, when board members are supposed to have experience in the municipality, this is perfect, because you have one person here who's AT&T who says he's fine, and one person who's in... Basically, the same type of neighborhood who's not fine.
Well, he's further up on the hill. I'm on the back side of the hill, so I'm probably...
It depends on your topography, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's average. And
I also drive all over the township and don't have a problem, but let's forget about my issue.
You'll buy the reservoir and the black hole will get you.
Yeah.
That's where we live in. We have a problem with
And as Judy stated, this site will also be designed to carry FirstNet. FirstNet is a first responder.
Right.
That we talked about last time.
Yeah, maybe Judy talked about that the last time, but this site will also handle that. And that's a nationwide network that AT&T is implementing right now.
So does your increase of antennas affect the other residents of the tower?
No, it should not.
Because you had mentioned you don't want your antennas so close to each other because it's a problem.
Right, but we have the separation 10 feet center.
Okay, yeah. So that's...
That prevents the intermodulation as a signal to propagate out.
Not that that's necessarily our problem, but I just wanted to ask a question.
Just so you know, under our FCC license, if we interfere with any other carrier or a municipality, we could lose our license.
And by the way, the underlying approval for the towers, which encourages co-location, actually has a condition in there that it encourages co-location, but you can't mess up someone else's coverage. So your question is actually totally relevant and totally appropriate.
Yeah. And all of our lease agreements, the standard language in there is, we'll give you a list of carriers that are on already, and it's your responsibility to make sure they don't interfere with you, and when we let someone else on, it's your responsibility not to interfere with someone else.
And they know you're going up there to do some work, and you might accidentally knock one of their antennas off. You fix it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all in the understanding.
Yeah, actually, we all have co-locations and master agreements with each other, all the four carriers.
So, in my opinion, this whole application boils down to, again, my opinion is not a repair, maintenance, or replacement. In my opinion, it's not previous site plan approval, because there is no site plan approval for AT&T to be at the level they want to go at. This is, will this affect existing circulation? I don't think so. Parking? I don't think so. Drainage? I don't think so. Building arrangements, landscaping, buffering, lighting, or other considerations of site plan. So the only other consideration of site plan is aesthetic considerations, and really ask yourself, you know, if you think a tower is ugly with, you know, 9 or 12 antennas, how much uglier will it be with 16?
Well, and somebody else took their antennae off the tower, so...
Right, that's what this is, just a...
Right.
You're moving into an empty spot anyway, so...
Right, which used to be a filled spot.
It was filled with something, so...
Right. Not with 16 antennas, but you ask yourself, this is for you, not for me. An increase from 12 to 16, is that such a, you know, an awful thing?
No, it's not.
No.
Especially since the other 6 or 9 or 12 are taken off, however many
of them. So if that's the case, then someone
should
make a motion.
I think that everyone's kind of agreed that's the relevant item of the three. So is there
a motion to waive site plan approval to approve their application?
Motion.
And it will be subject to those structural conditions.
The lack of impact on drainage and all of that stuff, or we can
conclude
our...
Why don't you go through the criteria? You have the criteria?
Yeah, right here.
Just go through each one.
You want to just say it again?
Circulation, parking, drainage, lighting, landscaping.
You say there's no...
Sure. So, yeah, so as we discussed, there's no effect on existing circulation, parking, drainage, lighting, landscaping, or buffering. It's all on existing site, and we're just swapping essentially what's there.
And so, in for circulation, the same person or the same tech will come, whether they're at the new height or the lower height, whether it's 12 antennas, 9 antennas, or 16, correct? They come
correct.
Once every 4 to 6 weeks?
Same maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. How long is the work going to take?
To do? I don't know, guys.
It's usually a week's time, a few days with the crane, and then usually it's groundwork with the cabinet.
I will tell you that one of the AT&T execs, or New Signal Wireless execs, lives in this area, so they are under tremendous pressure. I was going to ask you tonight if we could go ahead and apply for a building permit, but we can't because we have to revise the plans
right.
and get them in.
Correct.
So we will get those plans in quickly, and I'm sure that they will apply for a building permit even if it's held, because there's been a lot of pressure on this site. They keep calling me and going, don't you know who lives there?
All right, so
is that why Sandra was calling me almost daily?
Yes, because they call her and they're like, when's the day?
That's kind of embarrassing if he's entertaining and he doesn't have coverage.
Yeah, he's not a happy camper.
Based on all that, is there a motion?
Funny.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kachanowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Mardini?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion
How
carries.
How many revised signed and sealed plans do you need? Denise, do you know?
Am I going to send you?
I don't do my own. I can stuff in the office.
I don't. I think at this point it's
just two. I would say two.
How many sets are on file? Listen, because Kathy normally keeps a set for herself, so. You know what to do, play it safe. Submit six.
Six signed and sealed?
Yeah.
And then Denise also get you an original of each of the structural signed and sealed?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you all.
Thank you.
And whenever he figures out 5G, I'll be back.
Just so you know, so I
hope it makes the exact copy.
Do we lose reception while you're doing the work?
do they lose reception while you're doing the work?
This one you will.
They will because they have to.
For how long?
They'll try not to because they'll keep that 115 elevation working as long as they can before they cut over.
Right.
So they'll build that 128 elevation and then once the cut over, so they'll try and do that kind of thing.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
So I just wrote an article that's going to be in the next planner about 5G.
What did you say?
You'll have to find out, but what I'll do is...
We have a very good argument back and forth.
She's wrong, I'm right. That's why it's a good argument.
He doesn't understand any of this, I do.
Oh, I understand it. I understand everything. The bottom line is I'm going to send the article out to all my board clients before it hits the thing, but it explains what, according to the FCC... Who's the regulatory body?
No, according to his interpretation.
What 5G is, what the amended rules say, you're going to have less time to decide those applications, but it gives
a. Send it to me.
Yeah, no, I'm going to send it to.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
gonna,
not going
to
be.
I'll send it to all. I was going to do it by the end of the week.
Yeah.
This puts it in the forefront of my mind. I'll probably do it when I get home tonight.
Are you going to send it to me?
No. You wait till the planner comes out.
I assume there's a lot of commonality with the mini towers.
Yes.
The mini antennae and the public.
Correct.
Highway. Anyway, bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
It's higher frequency, lower, shorter range.
Right. Correct.
Less penetration.
Yeah. More things to break, though. There's more antenna.
Right.
Okay. Well...
Yeah,
I got something to say, but I can't say.
I know.
We have some reports.
Yeah.
Until I go.
Are there any is there a report from council?
What's the communication?
That's
Tom's
that's
report,
just
right?
The report that she attached.
Okay.
The report from Tom.
Your communications are your reports, letters, whatever.
No, it's still pretty boring on council. We talked about the deer situation for the most part at the last meeting. And I think we kept peace in the valley.
Yeah.
We were very close to not having peace in the valley. But,
what?
Oh, if we had a vote.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a little more homework.
You missed that part of the benefit of the meeting.
We're thinking about doing a deer count for 12,000. And Tom asked a few questions.
$12,000.
There was some dialogue, and we're getting a little more homework in terms of estimating costs and such before we do the count.
Yeah.
That is, yeah, Tom, where he can't get back to you. And Kachanowski is very helpful in helping some of us think through some of those questions. And of course, we had the bee resolution.
Oh, yeah.
The bee people didn't have to come back.
What's the bee, Red? This is news to me.
The bees.
The beekeepers.
Oh, you got to go to council to hear it.
Yeah. We had
I've done my share.
We had a session with the bee people.
Yeah, you're our support.
Kevin, you ready for this? Luckily, they haven't had a session with the birds people yet. But if the birds and the bees people get together, that's going to be trouble.
The bee people were wonderful. They were great friends.
They were nice. They were nice. There's some guy in Morris County that had a real issue with somebebody that had bees in an adjoining lot. So apparently he must have a lot of money or sway or both or something. He motivated somebody in Trenton to come up with very restrictive rules for the bee, that the beekeepers really didn't like.
Hmm.
So while we have a problem with bees
dying, the bees are dying.
Yeah. Dying.
Right.
So look at the Jersey. A whole bunch of towns, Clinton Town, us, a bunch of others, signed a petition that the bee people put together to make the rules nicer. But the fellow up in Morris County still had one little thing in there that made him crazy. It was almost like the foul ball nets in a ballpark. If you had bees close to the property line, they were going to have to put up this big bee barrier, which seemed very difficult. And bee people tend to be very responsive to complaints on the part of neighbors. So thank goodness Clinton Town had a real discussion and sent us their resolution so we could... We could use a lot of their resolutions so we didn't have to have a big discussion. That was longer than it took to actually take care of it.
Wow. Interesting stuff.
That's a report for council.
Well, I told you guys before, when I was on, I got like letters and ads taken out against me when I just suggested that neighbors don't feed the deer, because we had neighbors coming in and complaining.
I remember that.
And there was a full page ad by this guy that I was the animal anti whatever. All we were saying was don't feed the deer when your neighbors. Now we're ready to. It's like the world's upside down.
Raritan Township's doing it. Raritan's changing their program.
When Mary Melfi was at North, she was on student council, and thanks to her, they were implemented a smoking lounge for the students. So things do change.
Yeah. Well, even the cell tower stuff. I mean, years ago, if you had a cell tower discussion, half the world would be here.
Right.
Now it's like they want better service.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's easier because they're mostly built.
But it's funny that anything that can go wrong with a cell tower, it's a coincidence. No, it's attached to her. Okay. So she had the only tower failure of all my towns. Then she had the only one. Then in Raritan Township, the first time they decide, they prefer plain old monopoles. Mm-hmm. But they decide that because of the location of one, they're going to go with one that looks like a tree. Oh. And they were very careful. They went out to, what's the private school
Del
in
Morris?
Del Barton. Because Del Barton apparently has a very fine looking fake tree. And they take pictures, and we have a condition in the resolution and tie it right into there. And the AT&T installers, they must have sent out like the D team, forget the A team, the B team, or the C team. And I get a call from the township engineer, and he's like, something has gone horribly wrong. What do you mean? He says, it doesn't look like a tree, it looks like a thing. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. He takes a picture, they put the branches in upside down. How could you do that? Instead of the branches going like this, the branches going like that. So I get her on the phone. I said, gee, that's impossible. Yeah. I don't care. She's not here. I mean, this is a past case, but I showed her the picture. They had to send someone out and flip the branches around. How do you make a mistake like that?
Well, we may find out soon. The boxes of branches are over on Petticoat. All the branches are there.
We asked for that model. I know.
That's right. We did one after that.
Right.
After
and
that.
Yours is modeled after the Del Barton tree, too. I'm telling you, that Del Barton tree is the best looking fake for the state. That is one heck of a good looking tree.
Because some of them you drive by and they're just trash.
Some of them look like a toilet brush. Yeah.
Are those meetings on the website?
And the building permits have been issued, by the way, for the cell tower just out there.
Boy, that one was for years. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So that was council. Ordinance subcommittee.
I got to remember to send out this article on 5G.
Should we just memorialize the Exxon screen?
Yeah, do we need to do any?
We drove by.
If you guys are good, let's have him do his report.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of that the subcommittee drove by and looked at the landscaping now that Exxon.
Yeah, you should put this on the record. And and you guys said it looked good?
I thought it was fine. I really couldn't see the tank. Okay, so I think it accomplished the goal.
You can't. I went out there with the Exxon folks and Brian, and you can't, aside from the parking lot where they put in that, you can't see the new construction.
Really?
It's all behind the
sounds like it really works.
So they did fill in the spots
that were gaps.
I mean, the first time I drove by, I thought they hadn't constructed. Right. I mean, literally, then I drove by again, I'm like, oh, now I...
It's mostly blocking what was already there.
Right.
So, I think it was pretty, I would say it was...
Yeah, it's certainly that it's... He's the expert particular.
Remember, you know, they have two tall, skinny liquid nitrogen tanks that are a foot taller than the tallest tank they're installing on the expansion. And I don't know that anybody's ever seen those liquid nitrogen tanks.
Exactly.
So the topology really acts to hide it pretty naturally.
Right, it kind of slopes up there behind the sort of...
Kind of bends over.
Yeah, thank you, that was...
Yeah.
Open space, anything from open space?
Well, that open space now is the day after council, so open space had a long discussion about deer.
Oh.
And there are some more discussions being held with experts, and of course we circulated to a number of folks the county hunting program, which is about 30 years old, and I thought that, you know, somehow I would have known about it, or somebody else would have known about it, one of the hunters would have mentioned it, but the county's been hunting their 8,000 acres.
It was actually assigned by the Wellness Center, by the South Dakota Preservation Bureau.
I couldn't believe it. It was a complete, total surprise.
I've never seen a hunter on county land.
And with a little modification, it could be a really, really, it really suits our needs.
Oh, excellent.
Minor modifications, I think.
That's great.
A little subcommittee we have will get together and make sure that that's a comment I just made in chat here.
Good. Environmental. I didn't make the first meeting. I don't know if they've had another one since.
They just sent out an agenda today for the next meeting.
Do you know when the next meeting is?
Did you get it?
I did, and I was going to forward it to you, but then I did see you on there. I wonder if they have your correct email address, because you said you haven't been...
I haven't been getting them.
That's you haven't been getting them.
Okay.
I'm going to pull it up now.
Thank you.
They talked about the deer, probably.
Right? I think you're probably right.
I am right. I know I'm right.
You're talking about when you
get the Board of Adjustment to talk about the deer, too, then we get the whole...
So I, as long as we have a minute here, I had a question on lighting.
Yeah.
And I want to bring this up because it's got, you know, I see it in a lot of towns. I don't personally like it.
You mean lighting with the in particular for the town?
No.
Just in general?
This is ordinance.
Okay.
Country Square Plaza. We've got these businesses that are starting to put these string of bright white flashing LED lights around, and it's just...
Like in Queens.
There you go.
But listen, the question is this.
How does it fit? I don't see that. I don't think it does.
If it's a sign, it's under the sign ordinance. If it's not...
If it's lighting,
they, guess what? Technically, they need site plan approval. They just can't string lights up.
You're where I am, and I know I asked our zoning officer, who said he believes this is okay and it doesn't. There's no issues. I don't...
Yeah, with all due respect... Ask the zoning officer what ordinance provision he reviewed to come to that conclusion.
Right, but because, you know, what I noticed too is it's on at night, and this is a Country Square Plaza.
Oh, okay.
So there's a new one there, and I don't want to, I'm not going to mention the name of the business, but when I drive by and it's open, these lights aren't on. But when they close at 6 o'clock, the bright lights go on at night until whenever.
Yeah, just so you
it is really a gesture to the...
Ordinance section 165-74E governs outdoor lighting.
Right.
And it says all outdoor lighting not essential for safety and security purposes.
That's what I read.
Okay.
This might be indoor, though.
But even if it is, it's supposed to...
Shall not remain on after 10 p.m.
And it's supposed to be at like 50% of its normal value when the business is closed.
Correct.
Unless it's for safety. I looked at it. I'm not an expert. But what I'm worried about is either we ought to address it, or if it's in our thing, I don't think we want it. Because the next door neighbor to this one now has two different colored ones, and they flash.
Right, but just,
it becomes a competition.
Right, yeah, they're all starting
Kevin,
to feed on themselves.
Right, but the planning board is... This is a mayor and council issue.
Well, my question was, if it isn't, maybe we bring it up in the ordinance subcommittee as a... But if you're saying,
in my opinion, I think it's already covered. This sounds like it's an enforcement issue.
Yeah.
It should be brought to the mayor and council's attention to talk to the zoning officer about it. Quite frankly, I doubt that the zoning officer has actually looked at this section in the ordinance.
I think you're probably right, you know, because... I heard about it, and I thought about it, and I thought...
And then if the mayor and council think that it's not okay, then all they have to do is just tell them to enforce. If they think it is okay, then they're going to have to change the ordinance.
Come back and say change the ordinance. That's right. Where I'm going. That's the right. Reason I brought it up in the context of the ordinance.
I think the ordinance should be changed anyway, so at a minimum, you should not have flashing lights on the window.
Yeah, we specifically disallow for signage any lighting like
that. Right, but again, if the lighting is part of a sign, it's governed by the signage ordinance, which says you can't do that. But if it's not a sign and it's just lighting, there's nothing in here that says you can't have something.
So let's add it. That's what I'm saying.
I understand, but I think the mayor and council should look at it first.
You know, what about Christmas time?
Well, I
you know what I mean? Like, we could get out of hand with what we're doing here. We don't have a complaint yet. Right.
Tom, you could have an exception for something like that, but this is something the mayor and council should talk about this first.
Let me make my point that I made my point. It's not holiday because it is March 4th.
Right.
It's on right now if you drive by. And I get, it's not green.
They're celebrating March.
Boy, I would hate to step into that morass of holiday lighting. In New Jersey,
that's
part of New Jersey. You know, they go nuts, and then the towns get into these pitch battles with, the folks with 25,000.
Old Bridge has a big problem with two different,
thousands of dollars of police enforcement.
Our ordinance does not allow flashing lights on any windows. So it's simple, no flashing lights.
In your lighting ordinance, it says that animated flashing or animated signs are prohibited. It doesn't say flashing or animated
lights
that are not signs. And it says other than as approved by the township council. So again.
Well, you also got the all times. It's not specifically allowed, it's disallowed. You know, what is that, the chaser clause?
I think the flashing lights scare the deer.
I don't want to stop talking about you.
I think
leads back to deer.
I think John and I will take this point up on council.
There you go.
Let's move on.
Anything else anybody have?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. Unfortunately, you probably heard this is my last meeting of the planning board. Unfortunately, I'm moving on to a different job, and taking that job would create a conflict for me to stay here. So,
are you able to tell everyone what job you're taking?
Yes, I'll be working as a project engineer for Mazer Consulting.
Mazer.
After 30 years plus in municipal government, I'm going back to private.
And Mazer does a lot of work for applicants before this board. Therefore, that's why Sam's going to have to resign.
Thank you very much. So I will miss it. I've been doing this for 10 years plus. I love it. I really love coming here. And John has become my private consultant. Every time I have a question, I dial him. And he always picks up the phone. It's amazing.
I don't know how he does it.
And I appreciate
it. I find it very interesting. I've got to tell you.
So I appreciate it.
I answer most, unless the person's a pain and you're not.
No.
You always bring very interesting things.
I only call you on really tough ones.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate it. And I appreciate your contribution and your help.
Oh, thank
Denise.
You. Thank
of
you.
Of course, the mayor, enjoy it. Rich, I know you way before the planning board.
I'll see you around town.
Yes. So thank you. Anyway, it was a pleasure.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Contribute to this last last one.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure I come tonight and just tell you a person.
And don't forget to grab your nameplate.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not the shiny part.
That's what I have next to you. Thank you.
We're a very fiscally conservative town.
I have plenty of those if you need some.
Oh, gosh.
Well, good luck, Sam.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Stay in touch.
I will.
Maybe you'll be on the other side once.
Maybe. You never know.
Oh, boy, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Based on that news, Mr. Mardini has to second, and I motion to adjourn.
I will second.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, everyone.
So, John, you're. investigation of 5G. Should we, in order to start the